Oyo and Dahomey are looked at together, and the reason for that is that from 1730, Dahomey was a tributary kingdom of Oyo. They were located in what's now the kingdom of the Republic of Benin, in the case of Dahomey, which borders on to southern Nigeria, which is where Oyo was located and was was the main empire for the Yoruba-speaking peoples of southern, what's now southern Nigeria. Oyo arose in the 17th century. The historian Robin Law, in what's one of the best general histories, probably the best general history of Oyo, his subtitle is An African Imperialism in the Era of the Slave Trade. And that very much summarises and explains how Oyo came to be a powerful kingdom in the 17th century. It was in a good position geographically. It was some way inland from the coast, but it was also connected to powerful kingdoms to the north, such as Nupe, which meant it could play a role of an intermediary. Also, its geography was helpful. It was in a savanna area, so there was the capacity for large cavalries, for example, and that, of course, gave military power to Oyo. And therefore, its rise in the 17th century was linked to those factors. Dahomey is somewhat different. Dahomey really only rose to power in the 1720s. It was in a region where there had been different kingdoms which had arisen in the 16th and 17th centuries. First, the kingdom of Alada, which was located in the southeast of what's now the Republic of Benin, not too far, in fact, from Lagos. And then Ouidah, or Ouidah, which was located around the port of Ouidah, which was one of the major slave trading ports in the history of the Atlantic slave trade. Ouidah had become more and more powerful in the late 16th century, the late 17th century. But its power had begun to decline in the 1710s and the 1720s. There had been an inflation of its cowry currency. And that, combined with the important rise of other rival kingdoms in the region, had eroded its power. So in 1724, a series of wars began, which resulted in Dahomey's capture of Ouidah from 1724 to 1727, and Dahomey's establishment as the most powerful kingdom in the region. And that continued right through until the rise of French colonialism at the end of the 19th century. However, Dahomey begins, as I said, to be tributary to Oyo. Oyo sends armies, aware of the rise of Dahomey's power. Oyo sends armies in 1730, and Dahomey becomes tributary to Oyo.